This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Breaking news coming down late Wednesday. Alex Bregman has signed a three-year, $120 million deal with the Boston Red Sox. It's being reported that Bregman turned down a six-year deal worth $170 million in favor of signing with Boston.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
You ready for a baseball season,
oh,
Keefe?
Oh, born ready for a baseball season.
Wow.
It is here. It is upon us.
What a nice little treat.
That was fantastic news. That was excellent news. We don't get a lot of good news.
You like it?
Get a lot of bad news.
You like this news?
Let me tell you this. I like the signing.
Huh?
If he plays third base, I love the signing.
Yeah.
But no, I like the signing. I think he is no longer in the prime of his career. Not to throw all the negatives at you right away.
Yeah, just get into it.
I think he's a lot better than Nolan Arenado at this point of their respective careers. And there wasn't a lot of guys still out there. They still needed a righty bat. They desperately needed that. They needed to improve their defense. This guy does both of those things. Now, we don't know exactly what position he's playing yet. I really, really hope it's third base. I hope they don't change their mind. I know a lot of people are projecting second base.
Well, Jeff Passan's about as plugged in of an insider as there is. He says he's expected to play at second, so I'm gonna take that at face value, but
let's
with
get
you.
Him into camp. Let's see how it goes.
If there are things I don't like about the signing, and I've been this is one of the free agents I wanted the most out of any player this free agency.
Yeah, I know you love it.
I don't like him as much. I would prefer him at third as well, but I'm okay with, you know, even some of the little nitpicks. I'm okay with that. I'm very excited about this signing.
But the lineup needed another stick, specifically a right-handed bat, and that's what they get with him. So, no, I like the signing. Now, if you look at the contract, I think you got to look at the contract a little bit differently, and maybe some of you already are. Maybe some of the big brain people out there already are, because if the Patriots signed the equivalent of Bregman to that kind of contract, or the Celtics or the Bruins, any league with a cap, you would say, all right, is that the best money spent? The Patriots are going to have to overpay, but do you want to overpay at guard? Do you want to overpay at wideout? Do you want to overpay at linebacker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? The Red Sox, and the way baseball contracts are set up, they could have signed a guy for $40 million a season or just not. Like, just not signed a guy.
Well, that's what we were all fearful they were going to do. As of yesterday, this shocked me that they actually did it.
Yeah.
And I am credit for it. But as of yesterday, we're like, this is the team. They're not adding Bregman. Right. Like, what we saw is what we were going to get. That was the team. So, they could have just done nothing or spent $40 million. The only thing it hurts is John Henry's wallet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Another sport, it would be different, though. I agree.
Every other sport, it would be different. So I think you have to really look at it different. So for anybody that's just like, oh, it's crazy to spend $40 million on this guy, you know, for 25, 26 tater tots and playing second base, like that obviously is not a $40 million player, but they had to do it. You saw the other teams that were out there bidding. Teams were giving them 6 years, but clearly not the average annual value. There was another team going 3 years, not as much money. So they had to overspend to get them. I'm not going to kill them for that. In fact, I'm going to compliment them for that because they have missed out on so many guys. Everybody, whether it's some of these pitchers like Seth Lugo a year ago to some of the bigger, like huge price guys like Juan Soto, they always come up just short. They always come up just short.
They were close on Soto.
They were so close on Soto. So they got a guy. So I'm happy that they got a guy. And guess what? The Red Sox tickets were still going to be the most expensive. The hot dog was going to be the most expensive. The parking was going to be the most expensive with or without Bregman. So I'll take Bregman. Like, the team is just a lot better with him than they were without him.
So we'll get into a lot of specifics about this. How do you feel about the signing? Are the Red Sox back? What shook John Henry awake? Because I think the motivation behind it is interesting. Where does he play on the diamond? Does he play second base? Does he play third? Twitch Mitch was saying he should play shortstop.
What the heck?
All out for that. Where do you hit him in the lineup?
Catcher.
Are the Red Sox done? Like, there's a lot to get to with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number all day long here on WEEI, Jones and Keefe. All your Red Sox thoughts there. That's also your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube by subscribing to WEEI, we got some nice Revs kits we're wearing today.
Yeah, these are the Eastern Pines. These are the new ones that they unveiled.
Real sharp.
Real sharp is you're not joking about that.
Real sharp.
It's gonna get a lot. I'm gonna get a lot of wear and tear out of this.
We also got some shaving product. I don't know what the message was there. Like,
clean
hey
it
guys,
up, maybe.
Yeah, clean it up a little bit. A
couple of
you?
Scrubs. You guys are on Twitch and YouTube now.
Big shout out to the Revs and Gillette for that. If you're watching on Twitch and YouTube, you can also chat on Twitch. Of course, always a nice, healthy conversation there.
Yep, a lot of fans of the show.
Couple of contract details on Bregman. This is from Jeff Passan late last night. Alex Bregman's three-year, $120 million deal with Boston includes deferred money, sources told ESPN. The $40 million salary is $10 million plus more per year than others were offering. The Red Sox land the best free agent left on the market. First news was Chandler Rome at the Athletic. So they were over $10 million more a year than the next best offer. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, adds that Bregman turned down a six-year $170 million deal to sign with the Red Sox. I believe subsequent reports say that's from the Tigers.
Yes.
So he turned down 170 elsewhere. He's getting 120 over 3 years here. There are opt-outs after every year. I already see on the text line, 617-779-7937. The opt-outs are concerning. Are you concerned at all with the structure of the deal, Keith?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think you have to be prepared for if he gets hurt, he's coming back. If he sucks, he's definitely coming back. And if he's great, you're going to have to renegotiate with him. That's kind of how it goes. Now, there were also a lot of opt-outs in J.D. Martinez's contract. And you remember, he actually played really well, and he just kept coming back until the end. Right? Like, J.D. Martinez, I think, played out that whole deal, and that was like a five-year deal, and there was three different opt-outs in the original Red Sox contract with J.D. Martinez. Former teammate of Alex Bregman, a very similar contract. Remember when Carlos Correa went to the Twins, and all these guys were getting really long-term deals a couple years ago in free agency,
yeah.
And he settled for really short-term, but huge average annual. I think at the time, it was like $36 million somewhere in there, and you're like, Carlos Correa? And you're like, you can opt out after each year. So, not really. I think it also... it allows you to say, all right, how good's Marcelo Mayer going to be? How good's Christian Campbell going to be? Like, we can kind of wait and see this a little bit. And it doesn't mean that if he opts out, he's gone.
Or it frees you up to be more aggressive moving on from those guys and getting more big league talent if you wanted to do that.
No, I'm okay with it. I think you had to get creative, right? Like, there's a lot of different contracts in baseball. We've seen some, like, what did Bryce Harper sign? It was like 15 years, no opt outs, like just straight up deals. Other guys are willing to bet on themselves and even at 30 years old have opt-outs after each year. But I think you just have to be prepared that, all right, if he has an awesome year, great, great for everybody. But, you know, you have to go back to the table again next year, which is
so fun. This is what you've been asking for, Red Sox fans. And I think you have to give them credit. I'm really not concerned about the structure of the deal. I think you actually have to give them credit for the structure of the deal. I've asked the Red Sox to do this a million times. I think I said it with Soto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, give Soto way more than anybody else on like a two-year deal and make him say no. Like, go high AAV, shorter term. If the term scares you and the total package of the contract scares you and you don't want to lock yourself into a player in his late 30s where he's less productive and you don't want to deal with the back end of the contract, don't give him the back end of the contract. Give him a 1-2-3-year deal and overpay an AAV. Give him $40 million a year. I'm fine with that. Doesn't bother me. It's not my money. Go light up the stogie there, John Henry. Light it up and celebrate. You got plenty of money. I'm not worried about your bank account. So if you want to front load a contract on shorter term to get a player, good. And I think it goes a little far when you say it's a good problem to have. If he has a great year and he opts out, well, that would be a good problem.
Yeah, yeah.
If he has a sucky year and you're stuck with him for two more years,
that.
I don't think it's a real win-win. So I think that maybe gets mischaracterized.
You're not stuck for 5-6.
Correct. So if he goes out and he continues to decline, and his numbers did drop off a little bit last year.
They did.
Maybe even a lot.
Maybe this worst year.
then you're going to be stuck with him for two more years. He's not going to opt out.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say there's no downside, but those are nitpicks. Overall, I love the contract. It's the exact kind of player I want them to sign. Maybe I hadn't even given enough credit to this. I heard Baseball Brett today on the Greg Hill Show, a nice stint.
Nice little insider.
He mentioned Walker Buehler as well. They've signed a couple of guys with big game pedigree, winners, and I like that the Red Sox are doing that. And if they're going to do it on short-term deals, fine. I need them to spend every single year. So if you're going to do a one-year deal with Walker Buehler, then you better go out and get next year's Walker Buehler or sign him to a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. Pay Crochet. I don't mind Bregman on this deal. So to me, it's exactly what I wanted them to do. You get a guy with a winning pedigree, a guy who, if, you know, Cora cooks up another cheating scandal, you know he's going to be on the same page.
He was one of the best players in the league when they cheated.
Cheat your way right to a World Series. Yeah. That's fine. Yep. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, that's John Henry lighting it up and celebrating. If you could put that back up, Brian.
How about that victory lap there on Instagram? That was Linda that posted that, right?
Linda, fetch me my stogie.
He's got a nice pair of cool casual jeans on. He's got an indoor vest happening. Smoking indoors. Right by the fireplace, too.
Linda, I'm so cold. Turn up the heat. Set me next to the fire.
You can't afford heat? He's got a nice, that chair probably costs more than my house. But he's having a nice time, feeling pretty good. But he finally deserves some credit.
I mean, look at this guy. He's like, we haven't spent in years and years and years. I'm going to light one up.
You know what actually that was for? Sidney Crosby looking good in the Four Nations. That's actually more Penguins related than it is Sox related. I have another number here. This is going to come across negative, and it's not. I'm very pro this signing.
Yeah, no, you love it.
Do you know how many players have an average annual value of $40 million or more?
In all
of baseball.
Five.
You're right. Five.
Is that right?
So in addition to Bregman.
So Soto, obviously.
Juan Soto.
Otani.
Shohei Otani.
Judge.
Aaron Judge.
And Harper?
Zach
you said
Wheeler.
Harper.
No, oh. Zach Wheeler.
Ugh.
So Bregman makes more money than all those other guys. But average annual. But again, it's fine. I think they needed to do it because the alternative would have been nothing. The alternative would have been taking that $40 million and just sitting on it, just like having it. So they at least now fill out their lineup. I think they can make a good move great by making him play third base. Like you have to put him at third base. It's a little you're not maximizing his potential. The guy just won a freaking gold glove at third base. You have the worst defensive third baseman currently in baseball playing third base for you. Put him at DH. Put him at DH. Let Rafaela play second base until Christian Campbell's ready to go, or Romy Gonzalez or Vaughn Grissom or whatever until Campbell's ready to go. And then you're going to have a better defensive infield for all of your pitchers. That's what you really should do. But I am a little worried that they're just going to put him at second base. But the overall positive is going to be that lineup. Top to bottom, that lineup, you can now separate guys like Devers and Casas, or even Duran and Devers if you want, or however you want to slice it up, where you have, you know, three of your best hitters are lefties, and now you add Bregman. So that's huge. It's a good signing.
So, look, if John Henry's listening, and he's not, you know, puking in a toilet from the cigar smoke.
I made a huge mistake.
I inhaled. Not only are we complimenting the move, Red Sox, John Henry, if you're listening, Sam Kennedy, whomever. Not only are we complimenting the move, okay? But, like, listen to what Keith is saying. And I think the Red Sox.
Please, that should be the slogan of our show.
I think the Red Sox missed this. And sports talk in this town, and something the Red Sox have missed for a while, it's fun when you sign a big ticket player and we go, where's he going to play?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he going to hit? When's the last time we played this game on the radio, Keith? What's the Red Sox lineup going to look like? If you don't know the players and you don't care about the players and they're all interchangeable widgets and it's just this guy in this year, that guy out that year, some 4A prospect over here, a guy who doesn't belong in the big leagues over there, Trevor Story plays for 15 games. It's like if it's a lineup that no one cares about and it doesn't matter, we don't fill out the lineup. We don't care where this guy plays.
Right.
But it's interesting to me. Is Bregman your third baseman? What do you do with Rafi Devers? How does Devers feel about that? That's what they should do. Sounds like they're not going to do it. What's the story there? Whose call is that? Is Cora being loyal to Devers? Can they not move Devers because they paid him so much money and Henry doesn't want to do it? He's like, we're not paying a DH $300 million.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
So what's the motivation behind that?
You can't say we can't have a $30 million DH when you have a $40 million second baseman. Like, why the hell not? Maximize your team. Your team's better with him at third base.
But one investment is, again, $300+ million versus $120 million, which AAV wise, you're right. But the total compensation there.
But even when they
sign,
even when they put pen to paper on Devers, were they like, all right, we got our third baseman for the next 10 years?
Maybe not 10 years, but I bet John Henry expected him to stick at third longer than a couple.
All right, what do you think of this lineup? This is according to MLB on Fox. They did their potential Red Sox lineup.
Good.
Jaron Duran leading off.
And again, wait, before you go through it, just when's the last time we did this? When's the last time this is a thing on sports radio? It's been a while.
18 years.
It's been a long time. So
been
okay.
A lot of sleeps.
Duran leading off.
Jared,
I'm in.
In left field. We'll get more to that in a second. Rafael Devers at third base, batting second.
Already don't like it, but keep
okay,
going.
Okay, Alex Bregman, second base, batting third.
Fine.
Tristan Casas at first base, the other hot corner, batting cleanup. Trevor Story, your shortstop, for now.
For April.
Batting fifth. Masataka Yoshida, the DH, batting sixth. Willier Abreu in right field, batting seventh. Connor Wong behind the plate. And Sadon Rafaela in center field, batting
seventh. Duck boats. So I would hit Bregman second. I would start by splitting up your lefties right there. Duran and then Devers third.
I agree. First of all, I'll go Duran probably. Well,
Duran,
I want
Bregman.
Roman Anthony, but I would go, not Roman Anthony leading off, but I'd probably have him in the outfield sooner rather than later. But I'd go Duran, Bregman, Devers, Story, Casas. I'd probably let Story clean up. Cleanup's not what it used to be. You're not really thinking like Mark McGwire, 50 home runs. Your best hitter usually hits second, so maybe that's why they're having Devers
just,
in the scenario.
I just start by putting Casas cleanup. Because it's like, Trevor, don't get too used to hitting fifth. Like, why don't you get used to hitting cleanup?
Because
Story, you're going to be out of there. You're not going to be healthy enough to make it through April, probably.
I don't know how. Yeah, it depends on how desperate you are to do the righty-lefty thing. But at least now you have a couple of righty bats in your lineup and guys that you can put in the top half of it.
So I go Duran, Bregman, Devers, Casas. No matter, they're still left-handed. You're going to have lefties back-to-back. I would split it up to start, and I want Bregman hitting a little higher in the order.
I did see
the middle of the order.
Jonathan Papelbon had a tweet. I think he was even response maybe to this one.
I saw one of his tweets.
Yeah, me too. But he had another one where he was, I agree with him completely. He's like, nope, Devers should be the DH, and Bregman should be at third, and Christian Campbell should be at second. Like, just throw Campbell in there, which I think is great. I don't know. I doubt they'll do it, but have Campbell come up bat ninth for as long as you want. Remember Pedroia, the year he won Rookie of the Year, was not very good, struggled. People were calling for Alex Cora, in fact, to play over Pedroia, but they stuck with him, and then turned it around and won Rookie of the Year. So you have a good lineup. You have a pretty deep lineup. You can afford to put a guy like Campbell in there and be like, hey, if he hits, he hits. If he doesn't, like, we'll figure it out.
And again, that's a right-handed bat, which is important for this team. So what do you think of the Bregman signing? Does it change your expectations for this team? Where does he hit? Where do you play him on the field? What does it mean for Rafael Devers? Are the Red Sox done? And most importantly, are the Red Sox back? We'll get answers on all of this from Rob Bradford.
Woo!
Bradfo conveniently making his debut today.
How about that? What are the timing?
I mean,
were they waiting for that, you think, the Sox?
Maybe.
Thank you, Breslow.
Razor out, Bradfo in.
What happened to Razor?
That'll be at 11. He's on WEI Afternoons now. You didn't know?
Oh, that's right.
Bradfo at 11:30. Good timing there. Lots of Red Sox chatter again at 617-779-7937. Billy Lanny has all the latest here in your trending. And when we come back, how much does Bregman alter your expectations for the Red Sox this season? We'll do it next.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox and infielder Alex Bregman have reached an agreement on a three-year contract worth $120 million. The deal includes opt-out options after the first and second seasons. And 145 games played last season, Bregman batted .260, 26 home runs, 75 RBIs, and 581 at-bats. Former Red Sox pitcher Nick Pivetta has signed with the San Diego Padres on a four-year deal worth $55 million. The Celtics ended their all-star break on a three-game winning streak after last night's 116-103 win over the San Antonio Spurs at the TD Garden. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 32 points and 14 rebounds. Tatum also had 7 assists. The Seas have a record of 39-16 and are currently 5.5 games behind the Cleveland Cavaliers for the top seed in the Eastern Conference. And Brad Marchand scored in Team Canada's 4-3 overtime win over Team Sweden in last night's Four Nations face-off tournament opener. Tonight, Charlie McAvoy, Jeremy Swayman, and Team USA take on Team Finland. Puck drop from the Bell Center in Montreal is at 8 o'clock, and this game can be seen on ESPN. Celebrate your favorite presidents with money from FindMassMoney.gov. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or refund check that never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It's a secure website. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
The expectation in the industry over the last couple of days was that Nolan Arenado, the third baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals, was a likelier candidate to be traded to the Boston Red Sox. But the Red Sox, they approach this in a very simple way. They are going to fire their best bullet at Alex Bregman and see if he will take it. And $40 million a year says a lot. Now, you have to understand, there's a lot of deferred money in here, and the deferrals are going to take the average annual value of the contract down. But still, he was looking for a long-term deal. He had 6 years on the table, but the six-year average annual value was closer to $27, $28 million. And to go out and get $40 million to go and play second base potentially with the Boston Red Sox was just too much for him to turn down. And a Boston offseason that includes the trade for Garrett Crochet and signing of Walker Buehler looks even better now, adding a bat to this lineup that already was pretty strong, Kevin, last season.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Big day for the Red Sox. Alex Bregman, 3 years, $120 million. Opt-outs after years one and two. Sounds like he's going to play second base for the Red Sox. His numbers did drop off last year. I mean, 26 home runs is good. That was the third most of his career. But the batting average has kind of leveled off from earlier in his career. He's a .272 career hitter. He hit .260 last year. The OPS dropped significantly. He still won a Gold Glove at third base, but the Red Sox aren't going to play him there.
I'm still hopeful that changes. You know, on February 13th, maybe you haven't had the whole conversation. Maybe it's a combination of like Devers, the investment in Devers, you know, his comfort. Not that he's by any means a good third baseman, but if he just likes doing that or whatever, who knows what you told him at the time that you signed him and all that kind of stuff, combined with who would then be your second baseman. Like if Campbell's not ready, do you feel like you just have a better lineup this way? Obviously, you're not better defensively this way, but the lineup maybe, at least in the early going, is better.
But I think Devers' defense hurts his offense. And Zach popped in, and he's answering phones today for us. He popped in,
Zach.
And he goes, yeah, Devers gets hurt in the field.
All the time.
And so he gets hurt in the field, which impacts his bat.
I agree.
Never mind the focus of a crappy error leading over to a bad at bat or anything. Just focus on hitting, Devers.
He's got bad shoulders.
So I think it makes your defense and your offense better by putting Devers at DH. I mean, at worst, the bat stays the same.
Yeah.
But I think there are potential benefits to having him DH offensively. Focus on hitting. Don't worry about your crappy fielding. Don't get yourself hurt in the field.
Please.
And you might be an even better hitter. Plus, Bregman's head and shoulders better at third base than Devers is. So
right.
I think it makes your defense and your offense better. You can jump in on this move all day long, 617-779-7937. What do you think of Bregman? How much better does it make the Red Sox? Where do you want him to play? Where do you want him to hit? Et cetera, et cetera. You can yell at Keefe because Keefe doesn't like this deal.
That's not true.
Keefe hates this deal.
That's not true.
Hates Bregman, hates Baker Mayfield.
I don't know what is happening right now. None of that is true. I love Baker Mayfield. I called him the other day, apologized
there
to
are
him
seeds
for having
of,
an eighth.
There are seeds of truth to it, though. You're not as big of a fan of the deal as I am, for instance.
No, that's true. And like, I'll be consistent. Like all offseason, we were talking about guys that we wanted on the team. And you know, some have moved teams that they didn't get. Some haven't. Like Vladimir Guerrero still in Toronto. Juan Soto obviously did move, but they weren't really going to get him. But no, I do think it's a good add, only because it's not like, oh, would you rather have Bregman or like player X? It's like, no, would you rather have Bregman or no one? Like,
well,
how can anybody in the world choose no one in that scenario?
Let me give you some players X, because I think they were going to get one of these guys.
Okay.
Based on recent reporting, although recent reporting also told us they were out on Bregman.
Hit me.
Would you rather have Bregman or Arenado?
Bregman.
Would you rather have Bregman or Justin Turner?
Bregman.
So, like, those were the alternatives.
So there you go. So, to me, absolutely Bregman. I'm telling you, I like the move. I love it if he's playing third base. If he's not playing third base, I'm like, all right, like, you're not really maximizing your roster. Now, I mean, you know, the Yankees won with A-Rod playing third, right, once. Didn't they do it once? Even though he should have been the shortstop.
Oh, 9, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so they won it once, but he should have been the shortstop. You know, he shouldn't have been having to move positions. This is even more egregious. Devers is the worst defensive third baseman in baseball, and Bregman is, you know, the gold glove's not always the main indicator, but he's one of the better defensive third basemen. And so you move him to second base, whatever. Now, your lineup, you can't argue with the fact that the lineup is a lot better. I loved the Garrett Crochet move. So now if you're just stacking these moves together, and we even said this at the time, we're like, we got to take these moves as they, you know, as they arrive. Aroldis Chapman was the first move. And we're like, good Lord.
Well, Wilson was the first.
Breslow
corrected us. That was the first move.
But now that the offseason appears to be done, and you're like Garrett Crochet, Alex Bregman, Walker Buehler, and also Aroldis Chapman and, what was it, Wilson? Like, these guys, you're like,
yeah, how could you forget him?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you needed a righty stick. People are also kind of similar to the Patriots. They're saying you needed, like, a real professional. And you have a lot of young guys on the team. So somebody else that players can look to. We know Devers isn't a leader. That's not really in his makeup. I don't think he wants to. I don't think that's really something he's going to embrace. But Bregman can be that guy. So if at some point over the next season you have Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, Marcelo Mayer, even guys like Casas and Duran, who are older but I wouldn't say are the most mature players in baseball, if they're all in the clubhouse at the same time, somebody like Bregman could be very, very important to the team.
617-779-7937. Two things. One text here. Breslow and Cora finally grew a sack and tied up Henry. And they gave Bregman a call. I don't think so. I think Cora and Kennedy won, and I think John Henry begrudgingly, to his credit, but I think begrudgingly spent this money. I'm not sure Breslow wanted to do this either. In fact, Pete Abraham at the Boston Globe has reported.
Yeah.
Among others, I think McAdam had this months ago. I don't think Breslow wanted to sign this guy.
I think what Henry really is reluctant to do is the long-term mega deal where you're paying a guy to do nothing.
Which I'm fine with. I'm fine with overpay on a short AAV.
As long
AAV,
as you
I'm,
can get
I'm
him.
Totally
as,
fine
as,
with
as
that.
As long as there are guys still willing to sign those deals, because some will take the security, right? Like Bryce Harper could have signed one of these deals a few years ago and kept betting on himself and kept doing that. But he's like, nope, just lock me up 15 years. Same with like Mike Trout. Those guys signed, they wanted really long-term deals.
Dubs 985, Twitch chat. Henry wanted Bregman at his price, which he nailed.
He wanted Bregman at $40 million?
Okay. I think the Red Sox finally bent and went to... Do you think Bregman bent the knee or Henry and the Red Sox bent the knee?
Well, the Red Sox had far and away the highest per year offer. So I would say the Red Sox changed.
I think finally they begrudgingly gave this offer to him. Yeah. To their credit, but like, what was the breaking point? I think Bregman would have taken a deal like this, maybe not right away in free agency, but he would have taken this weeks ago.
So I
think the Red Sox finally offered it.
And I think one thing that is good about the short-term deal is this guy can't just like sit back now and cash his checks and know that all his money is guaranteed to him.
No,
like,
he's got to go out and produce.
$40 million is a ton. $120 is a ton. But he's setting it up in a way where he had the six-year deal. He had 2 6-year deals on the table, but he's doing the math in his head and saying, if I play well for 3 years, those next 3 years, I'm going to make way more. And so rather than, what was it, 167, I think, or 171 might have been the highest.
Yeah, I saw 170-something.
All right, 170-something. Yeah. He's probably thinking, maybe I turn that into closer to 200 over the same period of time, or 240.
Yeah, and if he has a career-ending injury, heaven forbid, he's still making 120. He'll still see every penny of that contract, yeah, even if he doesn't produce.
This might be one of the rare good deals for both sides.
Look, I'm okay with it. If players are willing to do it, to your point, I like deals like this. The Red Sox should structure deals like this. The Royals can't do this. You know, small market teams can't do this. You can. This is one of your advantages. Eddie is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Eddie.
You know, talk about a ship with no rudder. Only the Red Sox would pay a 260 hit of $40 million a year and not know where they're going to play this guy.
Well, I think they know where they're going to play.
Yeah, they might play him at second base, but
Keith, how are you sitting here and also calling the show at the same time? How are you doing, man?
This is getting all twisted around. I think this is a good signing. I think the World Series is back on. I would like to broadcast from the Duck Boat Parade.
Okay, so you just touched on it, I think tongue-in-cheek, but
how much
does this change your expectations for the Red Sox this year?
Like
yesterday, we both said they're a playoff team. Before we knew they were signing Bregman, I didn't think they were going to sign Bregman.
A decent amount. Okay. It changes it a decent amount because before...
Like Duck Boat World Series amount?
Yeah, Jones, I've always maintained if you make the playoffs in baseball, you're a World Series contender. I don't think there's a distinction. I think it's, are you a playoff team or not? In the last couple of years, going into spring training, you're like, they're not. Now this year, it's changed. And I'm like, yes, they are, meaning they can win a World Series. The 2013 roster was not great. It was David Ortiz. Now, he's unbelievable. He's a Hall of Famer. But they had one guy in the lineup. They had, like, a piecemeal-like team. They won the World Series.
I mean, what they have? Lester, they had Lackey.
Lackey.
Yeah. I mean, Lackey, I hated Lackey, but Lackey was good in that postseason run. He was good in that postseason run.
But you couldn't rely
on him.
He was,
like, drooling all over the ball, he must have been, you know.
Peavy was lights out.
Yeah, the spitball.
Right, you were relying on Jake Peavy.
Yeah, not great.
But I'm saying, like, in some of those Giants teams that won it, and even teams that just got there, like the Snakes a couple years ago, like, there's plenty of examples of teams that really weren't great top to bottom that got in. So I think if you make the playoffs, you have a chance. Yesterday, at the very end of the show, we were both kind of crapping on the Red Sox offseason, and then we asked the question, are they a playoff team? We're like, yeah. There's three wild cards. They feel like they should win a few more games than they did a year ago.
The way you said it is right. We were both kind of like, I think so, yeah.
No, so now
but we weren't sold on it.
But that was pre-Bregman.
Right.
So now, yeah. Now, ask me if they're a playoff team.
Are they a playoff team?
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. They've increased their margin for error. Like yesterday, I had to pick, are they a playoff team, yes or no? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But they had no margin for error.
Right.
This increases their margin for error, and I also think it gives them a better chance of going on a deep run. And so I'm also not totally sold they're done.
Whoa. Like, where is this coming? What else are they going to do?
Well, don't they have extraneous pieces on the team like Cassis? Or Yoshida?
Well, I think he's hitting fourth in your lineup.
I don't think anybody's taking Yoshida.
Oh, yeah, nobody's taking him.
But, like, you have...
slap the ball around.
You have Cassis.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get somebody to take Yoshida.
I don't think they're adding a starting pitcher. They're talking about having six starters.
Willier Abreu. Like, I think you have pieces you can still dangle, and I'm not sure the Red Sox are done.
Wow.
So should they be? And how do you feel about the team? How much does it increase your expectations and the Red Sox margin for error?
Real quick, like, the caller pointing out, and you hear this a lot, like, oh, the guy's a 260 hitter. It's like, I am not the biggest stat nerd in the world, right? And I also don't want to dismiss the old stats. Like, I'll take a look at average. I'll take a look at RBI. But, like, that really isn't the be-all, end-all. Like, some great, great players that guy might like, look up what their batting averages are. Yeah. Batting average isn't what it used to be.
No.
Like, not even close.
We've looked this up before. I think in Major League Baseball, there were only, like,
couple 300, and it's the
there
one
were seven.
Guy.
There were seven guys in Major League Baseball,
and it's Luis Arraez
300 last year.
Luis Arraez is it a Luis? Yeah, Luis Arraez has won like three straight batting titles, and nobody wants him. He's on like three different teams.
Get traded every year.
Every year,
Witt, Vladdy, Judge, Arraez, Otani, Yordan Alvarez, Ozuna. That's it
in Major League Baseball.
Those are your 300 hitters in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
the American League, there were four of them.
So he hit 26 bombs. His OPS was a career low 768. So if you want to like highlight that, I'll listen to that. But just to like dismiss the guy as like, oh, he's a 260 hitter. Like, that's not like the biggest knock in the world, really.
I mean, I think he had like a top 25 batting average in the American League.
He probably
among qualifiers. I'm not even joking.
I probably did.
In the American League, I think 260 was like outside the top 20, but inside the top 25.
No, my issue is less with his actual bat. I'm also hoping for maybe like a little bit of a rebound. You know, Vlad Guerrero's a good example where like digging into his stats, he, like Bregman, had a couple of unbelievable seasons in his early 20s, and then he started to drop off a little bit. And I was like, man, maybe he's kind of going to be done sooner than we thought. But then he had a monster year last year.
He's got that Luka build going on. Yeah, you're a little nervous about it.
But like Bregman was one of the 5 or 10 best players in baseball in 2018 and 19. And you can make all the jokes about, you know, they cheated that whole time, but whatever. He just was. He was one of the best players those 2 years. And so I think maybe the expectation for him like skyrocketed. And since then, he's been good, not great. But at 30 years old, doesn't mean you're washed. Doesn't mean you can't turn it around a little bit.
No. So what do you think? 617-779-7937. World Series back on. Duck Boats back on. Might be a little bit of wishful thinking, but you can weigh in here on Jones and Keefe. Plus, are the Red Sox done? Let's get to it next.
Now, Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
This changes, Tony, the American League East, because the Boston Red Sox now have a legitimate lineup to threaten that of the New York Yankees, and here's why. The Yankees have lost Juan Soto. Yes, they were able to add in Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt, but Bregman is a proven postseason performer who they can now add into this lineup with Rafael Devers. They've got a promising group of young players coming in, like Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer at some point, whether it's this year or next year. And here is what the lineup could look like. It's interesting that we have it on the graphic, and it's a very legitimate question where exactly Bregman's going to play, because he could play second, but that would mean that Christian Campbell would not be in the lineup. If Bregman were to play third, that means Devers is the DH, and Masataka Yoshida could be on the move.
John Morosi, Yoshida could be on the move. Wow.
Imagine the King's ransom you could get for him.
I mean, that's
I was
just
excited about Yoshida. He got hit the snot out of it during the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted
smacking the ball around.
He wanted a frozen rope to right field on a couple of hops.
A little stinger.
In the World Baseball Classic.
First.
Yeah.
He'll give you a nice wide turn. He'll threaten a double.
World Baseball Classic or the International Hockey Beanpot? Don't answer that, actually. We don't need to get sidetracked on this. It's a big day out there for the Red Sox, Keith.
WBC.
We'll next, Would You Rather Wednesday.
Yeah, Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll put a pin in that for Would You Rather Wednesday.
The answer is WBC.
But he says Yoshida could be on the move.
You're
just eating that whole contract and just addition by some
trade. So that's fine, but that doesn't that sort of play into maybe Devers does DH and Bregman plays third? Like, mm-hmm. That's one of those things. I can't imagine the sole reason Bregman's playing second is because you still have Yoshida on the team, who last year they determined cannot play the outfield. They're like, we can't do it.
No, Yoshida has nothing to do with it to me. It's just about, are you going to move Devers or are you not? Does Devers want to move or does he not? Will Henry allow for a $300 million DH as opposed to a third baseman?
But how about this?
Like, that's what it's about.
If they trade Yoshida, do you think Bregman still plays third?
I mean, I would hope he plays third either way.
No. But I'm saying, like, for them,
it would
be
more likely if they made that move that he would move to third. I agree with you.
So I like that. So shop around.
He also brought up the Red Sox and where they fit in the AL East. They won 81 games a year ago. One game up on Tampa for fourth place. They were 10 games back of Baltimore. They were 13 back of New York. Yankees have lost Juan Soto. Orioles have lost Corbin Burns.
Oh, that's huge.
I mean, is it crazy to say they're the best team in the division?
It's not crazy.
What the win total was revised upwards, like a win and a half or two, depending on where you shop. So they're still only in the high 80s.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a crazy thing to say at all.
So I'm looking at it right now. So Sportsbook Rhode Island, they're all a little bit different, but Red Sox is at 87 for the win total. Baltimore Orioles is 88.5.
Okay. So you're right. You're in the same bucket as the Orioles. Where are the Yankees?
The Yankees are at 92.5
under.
So I would definitely take the under on the Yankees. And then just for giggles, the Rays are 80.5 and the Blue Jays are 78.5.
Yeah. So
based on this, you are not only above Blue Jays and Rays, you are significantly above them. You're right there with the Orioles, who I still like their lineup and a lot of their young guys, but their pitching staff takes a major hit. I mean, Burns is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball.
Huge.
So, yeah, the way you phrase it is good. You look at what those teams did a year ago, but then you take the best pitcher off of the Orioles and the second best hitter off of the Yankees, which didn't have a great lineup. It was really
also lost like 40-something home runs in Santander.
Oh, good point. I mean, that's another guy they lost.
Santander.
Yeah.
And some good marketing opportunity. They lose all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Red Sox, could the Red Sox win the division? I didn't even thought about that because I always just think, can you make the playoffs and go on a run? Can you make the playoffs and just find your way into the playoffs? Can you win 88 games, get into the playoffs? Can they win the division? Damn right they can win the division. How about that?
Damn right. So, okay. And this is the significance
of
signing.
No, they will win the division.
Nice. There it is. And Keith doesn't even like Bregman.
I don't even like any of the players.
So this is the way that I would phrase it with the Red Sox. Yesterday, we were on the fence whether or not they were in a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like they can win the division.
Look what that does. Look at what a little shot in the arm one signing can do.
Well, it's crazy that they've sat it out for so long when this is so easy.
Oh,
this is so easy for them to do.
Every year there's been guys available like this.
I mean, you could do this every single year. You should do this every single year.
Yeah.
And it's extra crazy they haven't, but I don't want to dwell on the past. I want to give him credit for this. And I do have little nitpicks about where he's going to play and where he's going to hit and the structure of the deal and why it took so long. I do have little nitpicks about it.
All right.
But overall, this is a player they needed. He's a winning player. He's a right-handed bat that's going to hit high in the lineup. If they play him in the right spot, he's going to help the defense a lot.
Yep.
I really don't see the downside. And to your point, it doesn't create a logjam with any of these prospects. I don't think it should anyway. If you play him at third, Christian Campbell can be your second baseman.
Rafaela can play in the outfield. Anthony can play in the outfield. Like, it doesn't create any kind of, what am I talking about? Rafaela will be playing shortstop by May 1st.
Signing Trevor Story when you had Xander Bogaerts and you knew Marcelo Mayer was coming up was a weirder logjam type of signing than Bregman is. Bregman, you could figure it out. He's not here. Even if he opts in every year, he's not even here for a really long time. And there are multiple spots. Like, let's see where he ends up kind of staying. Let's see where Campbell and Marcelo Mayer and everybody ends up staying. Plus, you have the DH.
If they made a move, Yoshida, Abreu, somebody like this, even Cassis, what's their biggest need? What are they making it for?
Well, I guess it really depends on the timetables of Campbell, Anthony, and Mayer. Because, like, if you think they're ways away, like, maybe you do add another player that you can actually use. But I really am hopeful that it's not that long off for those guys. And so, I don't know, maybe you go with another bullpen arm. Because, like, going into the year, you were like, all right, they need to improve their defense. They need another righty bat. And Bregman does both of those things. Well, you're going to say...
Well, no, I was just going to say... And
I think another reliever would
be good. I think it's still on the pitching side. I know they feel good about their rotation, and they might have a six-man rotation. I still think you could use another starter if you really want to put your team over the top. And I think you have extra bats you could move. So are the Red Sox done? 617-779-7937. How do you feel about the Bregman move? And why the Red Sox do this now? What changed? And are the Red Sox back? We'll get to all that. We'll ask it to Bradfo when he joins us at 1130. That's all next.